Lady Maisry, the young lords of the North Country have all a wooing gone to win fair Lady Maisry's love, but oh, she would have none. They courted Lady Maisry with the finest, rarest things. They tried fair Lady Maisry with brooches and with rings. "Oh, hold your tongues, young men," she said, "and think no more of me. For I've given my love to an English lord. My heart is no more free." Her father's potboy heard this. An ill death may he die. He ran off to her brother proud, as fast as he could fly. "Your father and your mother thrive, and so your brothers three. Your sister Maisry's also well, so full with child is she." The brother rode to Maisry's hall with great grief and with care, and there he saw the fair lady combing her golden hair. "Whose child is that within you now, dear sister, do not lie? Whose child is that you're bearing? The truth, or now you'll die." "Oh, pardon me, my brother dear, the truth I'll give you free. My child belongs to William, who is betrothed to me. I will give up this English lord till my young babe be born, but then not day or hour more, though my life be forlorn. Oh, where are all my merry men, whom I give bed and board, to pull the thistle, cut the tree, and build a fire to burn this whore? Oh, where will I get an honest lad to help me in my need, and run with haste to Lord William, and bid him come with speed? I've run your errands many times, though wet from wind and sleet. I'll run for you again, lady, with salt tears on my cheek." The boy stopped not to knock or shout, but lightly leaped the wall. Before the porter reached the gate, the boy ran in the hall. "Oh, is my house on fire, lad? Or are my towers won? Or is my lady lighter yet? Do I now have a son?" "Your house is not on fire, sir, nor are your towers won, but the fair lady whose heart you own, for you this day will burn. O saddle my black stallion, O saddle me the brown, O saddle me the fastest steed that ever rode the ground. Stoke up the fire, my brother dear, my William's here as well. He'll pull the thistle for you, and warm you with a fire from hell. Oh, if my hands were loose, Will, so hard as they are bound, I would have turned me from the fire, and cast out your young child. More will burn for you, love, at this same bonfire here, your mother and your father, and your proud brother, dear. More will burn for you, love, the closest of your kin, and when hell's flames have taken them, I'll be the last cast in.